Hi. So, I thought about doing a harm prevention role play because it's been highly requested, but if my goal is actually harm prevention, then I don't think it's best for me to do a role play at all, then. As weird as that might sound, because I'd rather just talk to you. So, hey, I'm right here. I'm literally with you. I know right now you feel really alone and scared. Maybe you feel angry or sad. You feel lost and defeated, like there's no point in going on, and you just don't know what to do. And you're looking for a way out, you just feel like there's no solution at all. I know exactly how you feel. I know that place, and it's scary. And you think that harming yourself, just doing something just to take the pain away, is gonna make it better. I'm gonna tell you it won't. That you're gonna have to endure it. And I know that sounds really, really awful, I guess I'll tell you a story. It's a true story. I think the first time I tried to take my life seriously, I was about 13 years old. Was the relentless, day in, day out kind of thing. I hated going to school. I felt so alone. I wouldn't eat lunch in the cafeteria. I would go to one of the far buildings and sit in a stairwell for 45 minutes. I wouldn't eat. I just wanted to be alone. Didn't really have many friends. Didn't have anyone I could rely on or count on. I felt so fundamentally alone. And so I tried to take my life around that time for the first time. Because I couldn't imagine a way out, and I couldn't conceive of it getting better. I couldn't. It just seemed inconceivable, And things were hard. Things between the ages of like 13. Hell, 13 and like 19. Those years were rough. Those were some of the roughest years of my life. I couldn't imagine it getting better. I really couldn't. But yeah, here I am much, much, much later in life. And there are days, there are hard days where I'm sad or I'm depressed or something, but I have to take a minute and be grateful because it did get better, And it was such a trite thing. I always heard people say, when they're like, it gets better. And I always think, bullshit, it doesn't get better. Like, I remember being that angry kid who didn't believe it gets better. But honestly does. It honestly does. And the crazy thing is, you can't fathom it right now. You can't imagine how it would get better, because right now where you are, it just seems like you're at the bottom of a pit. And you don't see any light. But I'm going to ask you to do something crazy, okay? I'm going to ask you to take a leap of faith and just start climbing. Inch by inch, day by day, okay? Just keep climbing up. Hold your head high. And just climb. And one day, I don't know when that day will be, but one day, you're gonna start seeing light. It's gonna be a small speck at the edge of your vision. But you're going to keep climbing and keep climbing. That speck will grow and grow and grow until it consumes your horizon. And then you are consumed by this light and you are out of the hole. I can't tell you how long it's going to take. But what I can tell you, it's worth climbing out of. You kill yourself, you hurt yourself, you do something dangerous, you do something stupid, you end your journey here. That's a tragedy. It's really a tragedy. Because if you climbed, just persevered, if you just push through, I promise you, you're gonna find something unbelievable. Something beyond your wildest expectations, beyond what you could have conceived and believed for yourself, because it exists. It does. It just takes time. There was this great saying. When I was doing my writing stuff, there's two types of stories. There are comedies and tragedies. A tragedy is where the protagonist's life is cut short. A comedy is tragedy plus time. So what's the difference? Do you want to live a tragedy? Do you want to live a comedy? Comedies are great. Every rom-com, every story that ends with a feel-good moment, that's a comedy, you know? I'd rather live a comedy than a tragedy. And to have that happen, you just gotta buy yourself more time. Because on a long enough timeline, all this shit that's bugging you, all the things that are weighing down on you, they become inconsequential. They really do. The most terrible thing on a long enough timeline becomes inconsequential. And I don't know what hardship you're going through. I don't know what you're suffering. I don't know what your obstacles are and what weighs you down, what keeps you up at night. I'm not going to pretend to know. But what I will know is that it will get better. It does. It really does. I think I'm so thankful I didn't kill myself. Or I'm thankful I didn't die. I regret trying to kill myself. I regret it. Those were mistakes. Those were mistakes. That was me believing that there wasn't something better out there, and I was young and I was foolish. I didn't have anyone to turn to, and I can't blame myself for that. But what I can do is tell you, don't make my mistakes. Be better than me. I want you to be better than me. Suicide isn't an option. Hurting yourself isn't an option. Don't let it be an option. Honest to God, the reason I'm alive today is because one of my very, very, very good friends, she told me it was like the last day of high school. She said, "You're not allowed to kill yourself. You're just not allowed to. I won't let you. You're just not allowed to kill yourself." And I said, I promise I won't. I've kept that promise. Through the good times and the bad, I've kept it. So I'm gonna make you make that same promise to me. But don't hurt yourself. Don't do reckless things. Don't kill yourself. Promise me. Okay? Promise me you'll take care of yourself. Promise me you'll keep climbing day by day. It gets better. It just takes time. And if you don't believe it, if you can't believe in yourself, then believe in me that believes in you, okay? Because I believe in you. I really do. So if you can't believe in yourself, believe in me for a little bit, okay? We're gonna get through this. Life is so hard. It's messy. It's complicated. It's so many things. It's hard to do it on your own. It's okay to lean on people. And if you have no one in your life to lean on me. We're gonna make it through, okay? I got you. And I know you got me. So we're gonna be okay. We're gonna be alright. I love you, kid. Stay safe, okay? We're gonna get through this. And in the end of all of it, you're gonna come out the other side and be real grateful that you did. Unbelievably grateful. You don't have to believe me now. But years from now, when you do, I'm gonna be real happy for you. And real, real proud. So unbelievably proud. Okay? So take care of yourself. Love yourself. Stay safe.